From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a deadly terror attack hits Britain's parliament. British police say that five people died in Wednesday's attack, three pedestrians, a policeman, and the attacker. Counterterrorism Chief Mark Rowley said that a further 40 people were injured. He asked the public for patience.
We are forensically examining a complicated crime scene that covers a wide area. And as with all investigations of this nature, it will take us some time to work through the painstaking work necessary to gather all the relevant evidence. Only then will the full picture be known.
The incident started when a man in an SUV ran over pedestrians on the Westminster Bridge and then crashed into the fence near Parliament Wednesday. The driver got out of the vehicle and stabbed a policeman to death as he entered the Parliament gate. Two other officers shot the attacker to death. Speaking outside No. 10 Downing Street, British Prime Minister Theresa May said that the British people will never give in to terror, hate, or evil.
And we will all move forward together, never giving in to terror, and never allowing the voices of hate and evil to drive us apart.
The assailant has not been identified, and no one has claimed responsibility for the attack. At the White House, Trump administration spokesman Sean Spicer said President Trump had spoken to British Prime Minister May and assured her of America's support. Spicer said that the City of London and Her Majesty's government have the full support of the United States in responding to this attack and in bringing those to justice who are responsible. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee says that communications of Trump transition officials and possibly even the president-elect were picked up in the incidental collection of U.S. monitoring in the months before Trump took office. Congressman Devin Nunes said the conversations were collected in the November to January period as President-elect Trump and his aides conducted interviews to fill key positions in the new administration. Nunes said he believed the intelligence collection was done legally, with the monitored material then widely disseminated in intelligence reports.
I think it was all obtained legally. I think the question is was it masked? Why was it unmasked if it was unmasked? Because it appears like we have new information about additional unmaskings. And then who was on the dissemination list? And why was the dissemination list so far if it was such specific information about the Trump transition?
Nunes later briefed President Trump at the White House, and the president said he felt somewhat vindicated after talking to the congressman. But Democratic Representative Adam Schiff of the Intelligence Committee said that Nunes' actions have possibly compromised the committee's ability to carry out an independent investigation into links between Russia and the Trump campaign.
So I'm not sure what the point of this extraordinary process is. And I have to hope that this is not part of a broader campaign by the White House aimed to deflect from the director's testimony earlier this week.
President Trump has claimed that former President Barack Obama wiretapped his New York skyscraper last year, but FBI Director James Comey and the head of the National Security Agency said earlier this week there was no evidence to back up those assertions. President Trump's nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court, Judge Neil Gorsuch, told the Senate Judiciary Committee that he considers all people are equal under U.S. law. Gorsuch has described himself as an originalist who believes in the original intent of the Constitution's authors, but he told the committee that his belief does not mean he cannot rule on cases involving women, gays, lesbians, or others not covered by the text.
It matters not a whit that some of the drafters of the 14th Amendment were racists, because they were, or sexists, because they were. The law they drafted promises equal protection of the laws to all persons.
Gorsuch also distanced himself from reports that President Trump or the White House staff might have influence over his decisions. The judge said that he alone speaks for himself and his views. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.